Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Friday, October 15th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting off with your local news now, the Bowling Green Police Department is asking residents who live in the northeast side of town to check their video surveillance systems for any images of an unknown suspect who was burglarizing unlocked vehicles on Tuesday, October 12th. Anyone with information is asked to call the agency at 863-375-3549 or Central Dispatch at 863-773-4144. They wish to remind all residents to secure your vehicles and property and to call in all suspicious activity. A scam alert from the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles. FLHSMV will never text Floridians asking for personal, medical, or driver's license information. If you receive a text asking for this information, it is a scam. Please help spread the word with your family, friends, and those you know. Some active warrants in Hardy County. Linda Stauffer has a local warrant for failure to appear for possession of methamphetamine and possession of drug paraphernalia or use. And Michael Ramirez has a local warrant for violation of probation for uttering a forged bill, check, or draft, and two counts of violation of the Florida litter law, a felony dumping. If you know of any information regarding these individuals, contact the Hardy County Sheriff's Office at 863-773-4144 or contact Heartland Crime Stoppers Florida at 1-800-226-TIPS. That's 1-800-226-8477, and you may be eligible to receive a reward. Anonymous tips can also be called into Crime Stoppers from a mobile device by dialing **TIPS. Your local events. Ladies, make your plans now to take part in the next Polk County Sheriff's Office Personal Safety and Women's Basic Self-Defense class. These classes are free of charge for ladies 13 years and older. Those under 18 will need a parent present to sign a waiver at the start of class. The next class will be held on October 19th at the PCSO Operations Center, 1891 Jim Keene Road in Winter Haven at 6:30 p.m. If you wish to attend, please RSVP by emailing crimeprevention@polksheriff.org and please include your name and phone number. That email again is crimeprevention@polksheriff.org. The Hardy Players present Charlie Brown coming to the historic Wauchula City Hall Auditorium. Showings start Friday through Sunday this week and next week, October 15th through the 17th and October 22nd through the 24th. Fridays and Saturdays, show starts at 7 o'clock. Sundays start at 2 o'clock. Tickets will be sold at the door, $10 for adults and $5 for 17 and under. Fishy Tales and Funky Tunes will be back next Monday, October 18th from 6 to 8 p.m. at Heritage Park. And tonight, cheer on your Hardy Wildcats as they travel to St. Petersburg and take on the Lakewood Spartans in a non-district away game. The kickoff time is different this evening, 7 o'clock, not 7:30, 7 p.m. If you can't make it over there, Wes and the gang will bring you live coverage of this matchup starting a few minutes before kickoff right here on Real Country 102.1. 102.1 The Outlaw, AM 1310 and FM 102.1 on your Hardy County radio dial, or listen around the world absolutely free at 1021theoutlaw.com. Your jobs here in Hardy County. First up, starting with a very familiar one, Hardy Broadcasting is looking for a radio advertisement salesperson. A high school diploma or GED and Florida driver's license are required, and at least 1 year of sales experience is preferred. Fresenius Medical Care is looking for a social worker. Qualifications include a master's degree in social work and 2 to 5 years of related experience. And Streamsong Resort is looking for an assistant golf professional. Qualifications include a bachelor's degree, enrollment in the PGA Professional Management Program, and at least 1 year of experience working in the golf industry. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. tonight and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y, at gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 87 degrees out, feels like 96. No predicted chance of rain. It's mostly sunny. Shade temperature is 91. The maximum UV index is 5, moderate. Winds north-northeast to 6 miles per hour with gusts up to 8 miles per hour. A humidity 61%, extremely humid. Air quality is excellent. The dew point 72. Cloud cover is 10%, 10 miles of visibility, and the cloud ceiling was 33,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 10:25 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 90s with northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 60s, east winds around 5 miles per hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. That's some great football weather for you. Saturday, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 90s, north winds around 5 miles per hour. Saturday night, mostly clear, lows around 70, northwest winds around 5 miles per hour. And Sunday, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 80s, north winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. And Sunday night, mostly clear, lows in the lower 60s, highs in the upper 80s. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up for today, tonight, and the weekend. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. The American Farm Bureau Federation, in partnership with Farm Credit, announced the 10 semifinalist teams in the 2022 Farm Bureau Ag Innovation Challenge, including two Alabama companies, Caravan Tech and Chonex Nutrient Recycling Technologies. According to AlphaFarmers.org, this is the eighth year of the challenge, which was the first national competition focused on rural entrepreneurs launching food and agriculture businesses. Agricultural and construction manufacturers are upbeat about continuing economic recovery. A second quarter 2021 member survey from the Association of Equipment Manufacturers showed optimism remains as strong as it did in the first quarter. AEM Director of Market Intelligence Benjamin Duck says about 76% of the Q2 survey respondents reported growth compared to the previous quarter, and even stronger, 87%, reported growth compared to the previous year. 90% think the growth will continue during the next 12 months. The United States will press China to live up to its commitment in the Phase 1 agreement, but U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai tells Agriculture.com agricultural trade is an unpredictable sector given Chinese willingness to intervene. China is forecast to buy record amounts of U.S. farm and food exports this year, over $40 billion under Phase 1. Volatile exports to China plunged to $9.2 billion in 2018 after the trade war started, but soared to $26.4 billion in 2020 after the Phase 1 was signed.
Hi, I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Farmers around the Southeast will no doubt be taking advantage of the next few dry weeks ahead.
This is the driest time of year. It's always good for harvest. The farmers will have to time their work because there will be some fronts that will come through, and always, of course, the possibility of a tropical system.
Pam Knox, agricultural climatologist and director of the University of Georgia Weather Center, says the rainy storm season is not over, but
the dry conditions will certainly help that as well, allow them to go out and get a lot of field work done, harvesting done. The end of the month, it does look like we're more likely to go back to conditions that are slightly wetter. So that's good incentive for farmers to not lollygag around, but keep on going. And I think most of them know that already. Tropical season is not over yet. We could still see something. More likely, it would be developing in the Gulf rather than in a wave coming off of Africa, because we're kind of at the end of the African wave season. But it's not too late. And, you know, it's the conditions in the Gulf are quite warm. So that's something that we're going to continue to keep an eye on.
Knox was speaking during the Southeast Regional Climate Center's monthly climate update. Wet conditions have prevented some farmers from getting out in the fields, delaying harvest, and promoting leaf rust in many areas. In spite of that, farmers are, for the most part, looking forward to a very good harvest around the Southeast.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report on the Ag Information Network. I'm Maura Bennett. Thanks for listening. For more ag news, visit aginfo.net.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. Americans continued their spending ways last month, even in the face of raging inflation.
The Commerce Department says retail sales rose a seasonally adjusted 0.7% in September from the month before. Consensus estimates were for a decrease of 0.5%, according to a survey of economists by FactSet. Sales at clothing and accessory stores rose 1.1%, while online sales were up 0.6%.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Wall Street higher this morning, adding to yesterday's gains. U.S. consumer sentiment is tanking, that according to the latest University of Michigan survey. Nippon Steel suing Toyota over a patent for technology used in electric motors, a rare case of legal wrangling between Japan's top steelmaker and automaker over intellectual property. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Michael Harrington. We're going to start with Major League Baseball playoff action. The Dodgers wait until their final at-bats to close out the Giants.
The Dodgers scored a run in the ninth on an RBI single from Cody Bellinger and hang on to beat the Giants 2-1 to win Game 5 of the Division Series. Kenley Jansen pitched a perfect eighth inning for the win, and Max Scherzer closed out the ninth for the save. Mookie Betts was 4-for-4 and scored on Corey Seager's RBI double in the sixth. The Giants started 24-year-old Logan Webb, who went the first seven innings, giving up four hits and a run with seven strikeouts. Rookie Camilo Doval gave up the go-ahead run in the ninth and took the loss. Darren Ruff homered, but the Giants were 0-for-5 with runners in scoring position. Ryan Leong, San Francisco.
And so the league championship series are set. The Dodgers will take on the Braves and a best-of-7 for the National League crown. It will be the Red Sox and the Astros for the American League pennant. This is SRN Sports. We had NFL Thursday Night Football. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers head into their bye week with a 5-1 record. After holding off the Eagles, Tom Brady and Leonard Fournette each accounted for two touchdowns as the Bucs toppled the Eagles 28-22. Brady tossed TD passes on Tampa Bay's first two drives, going 11-for-12 for 121 yards. Finished 34-42 and 297 with an interception. Tampa increased its lead to 28-7 when Fournette walked in for the one in the third quarter. In the National Hockey League, yes, hockey is back. Yesterday it was Buffalo over Montreal, big 5-1. The Senators beat Toronto 3-2, Columbus 8, Arizona 2. Florida edged Pittsburgh by a 5-4 count in overtime. Dallas needed the extra period to beat the Rangers 3-2. Carolina 6, Islanders 3. It was the Lightning over Detroit 7-6 in OT. Seattle 4, Nashville 3. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960. And no other bank deserves that title other than our very own First National Bank of Wauchula. You can go in and see them at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula, or visit them online at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day: I quit my job after my boss started paying me in vegetables. I don't think anyone could live off of that celery. Tune in not tomorrow, but Monday for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great and safe rest of your day and a great weekend, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.